It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? And we are neighbors, aren't we? We're television neighbors. Yes, I want to show you something. This is an invitation. And that is my first name. It says Fred, F-R-E-D. And the invitation says, you are invited to Joe Negri's music shop. And inside, it says that we're invited to come over to Joe Negri's music shop to have a free musical lesson, a musical lesson of our choice. Well, we'll do that in just a little bit. But I wanted to show you something. You know, I showed you that that was my first name, Fred. And some people call me Mr. Rogers, but some people call me Fred. Now, this says D-A-D. That says Dad. My sons call me Dad. I'm going to print this and see if you know what that is. Does that look like this one? They both say Fred. Mm-hmm. Now I wonder if you know what this says. That says milk. And so does that. I must put the milk in the refrigerator before we go. I think maybe I'll see you in a little while, Fish. I think maybe I'd like to have a drum lesson. Yeah. I've always wanted to learn to play the drums. Let's go to Negri's music shop. You know, I like to learn new things. Come along. Things going on here. It's ever busy. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Fred. How are you? Nice to see you here.
They're busy here.
Yeah, I'd like you to meet Cynthia Robinson.
How do you do, Miss Robinson?
She's interested in the guitar, and I think she's doing very well.
Good.
For her first lesson.
Have you had your lesson?
Good. Cynthia, feel free to look around the store. Maybe there's something else you'd like to try. We have some drums over there, different things.
All right.
Thank you. Fred, what can we interest you in? What would you like to try?
Well, I'd like to learn the drums myself.
You would?
Yes, I've always wanted to know more about them, and I'd like to learn some fancy things on them.
Well, let's go over and see Bobby Rustin.
Okay.
Right, left,
we should be finished in a minute.
Left, right, left.
That's very
good.
Yeah.
Now that's called a paradiddle. That's a very good exercise to practice on the drums.
Okay.
All right.
Where can I purchase
a practice pad? Yeah, a practice pad and a set of sticks can be purchased right over at the counter.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Arlene.
Thanks for the lesson, Bob.
Well, thank you for coming
Goodbye.
By. See you again. Bye.
Goodbye.
Well, hello, Joe.
Bob. Fred Rogers. Oh,
good to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
I'd like to talk to you about the drums.
All right.
Could you give me a lesson?
Fine. Come right in and sit down.
Thank you, Joe.
Now, this is a practice pad.
never seen a little one like this.
This is a drum. A
oh, snare you mean drum. This isn't a drum?
This is not a drum. This is a practice pad that we use this to practice on. This is the drum. This is a lot softer than the drum.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to start with a practice pad.
All right.
I think the first thing we should do before we use the sticks or the drum or the practice pad is play with our fingers. Let's see if we can do it. Just single strokes. Just on the side of the practice pad. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Yes. See, this is something you could do at, you could do this at home on a tabletop or
sure.
box. Pan, turn upside down. Now try double strokes, two with each finger. Right, right, left, left, right, right, left, left.
Right. You can try that at home. Yeah. Right, right, left, left, right, right.
All right, good. Now let's try it with the sticks. Here's a pair of sticks that would be pretty good for you. Let's have your right hand first. Now just hold that stick about there and close your hand over it like you would a hammer or a screwdriver. That's it. Turn over and try a couple strokes. That's good. All right, now see, this is a lot louder. You can see why we use a practice pad. All right, now the left hand. Palm your hand up, the stick there between these two fingers and sort of curl your fingers around, your thumb on top. That's it. Good. Now all try right. some with just the left.
You mean just like that?
Yes, that's good. Uh-huh. All right, now try the single strokes with the sticks. Good. Now how about the double strokes? Very good. Now we're going to try something as a combination of the single and a double. It's called a paradiddle.
Paradiddle.
Yes, it's an exercise called a paradiddle.
But you were teaching that one before.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Uh-huh. Try that. That's right, left, right, right.
Right, left, right,
right, right. Now try it starting with the left hand. Left, right, left, left.
Right, left, right, right, left, right, left.
Now you can
left.
Play this and say it at the same time. It's fun to play and it's fun to say.
Okay.
Paradiddle. Paradiddle, paradiddle, paradiddle,
paradiddle, paradiddle, paradiddle. Try that with your fingers. Paradiddle, paradiddle, paradiddle.
When you're playing at home, you don't have to stick to these exercises. You can just sort of play along to the music on a radio or the record player.
Oh, you mean just?
Yeah, just sort of play along and make it fun. But these are certain exercises. Yes, you can use the sticks too. That's right. That's good. Uh-huh. There's one other exercise that would be fun called a rat-a-ma-cue.
Rat-a-ma-cue.
Rat-a-ma-cue, yeah.
Rat-a-ma-cue. Could rat-a-ma-cue. You say rat-a-ma-cue, paradiddle, and rat-a-ma-cue? Two things we've learned.
I'll show you the rat-a-ma-cue.
How does that go?
It's a rat-a-ma-cue. It's a rat-a-ma-cue. It's a rat-a-ma-cue.
It's a rat-a-ma-cue. It's a rat-a-ma-cue. It's a rat-a-ma-cue.
It's a rat-a-ma-cue.
Hey, Mr. McFeely. What's in your box, Mr. McFeely? Been trying to find out what's in that box. It's a rat-a-ma-cue. It's a rat-a-ma-cue. It's a rat-a-ma-cue.
Now, as you practice this, you'll get a little bit faster, and it would sound rat-a-ma-cue. You'd like to hear that on a drum, it would sound like this.
Boy, you have to practice a long time for that.
Yes, you certainly do.
But, you know, I wonder how I could get one of these that I could work on.
You can buy a practice pad and a pair of sticks right over
there.
You can
buy one.
Yes.
Practice pad.
Yes.
Good.
So you have the single strokes, the double strokes, the paradiddle, and
the rat-a-ma-cue.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You're a good teacher, Bob.
All right, Fred. Well, thank you. You're
I'll
a good
go
student.
Get some.
All right.
And arrange for lessons some
very
other
good.
Time. Thanks so much.
Bye, Fred.
Bye. Hey, Jane.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
I'd like to buy a practice pad and sticks.
All right,
for
fine.
The drum. Yeah, I just was learning the drums there.
That's very nice.
There's lots to work on, though.
Well, good luck. That's $7 for
oh,
both.
That's just right there.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you practice about a half hour every day.
Well, Fred, how are you?
I'm fine.
I see you got yourself
stuck.
Yeah.
Hey, David.
How are you, Mr. Rogers?
Good. Learning paradiddles and rat-a-ma-cues. Do you do that on the guitar?
No, can't do rat-a-ma-cues and paradiddles. Just G chord and D sevens, right?
That's enough to learn from.
You're doing
today.
Very good, and come back soon.
I'll see you next weekend.
All right.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye, David.
Would
I had a good time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
He's a very good teacher. Would you like to see what kind of practicing is going on in that back room?
Is that a musical instrument Mr. McFeely had?
I'm not going to tell you. Let's take a look.
So that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Oh, Mr. McFeely.
That's what was in the box, a typewriter.
A typewriter.
That's right.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, that's Joe. What you're practicing.
Would you like to see some of my exercises?
Yes,
all right. Now, one of them is A, S, D, F, space, J, K, L, and semicolon. There you go.
You have just the right fingers for each one.
Just the right ones. Would you like to see your name?
I would.
All righty. Capital F, R, E, D.
Good for you, Mr.
There
McFeely.
There you go.
There's my name on the invitation. Does that name look the same as this one to you? If so, you're learning to read. What about the walkie-talkie, Mr. McFeely? Did you buy that?
No, I didn't buy it. I decided not to get it. I don't mind going home and picking up my messages. It gives me exercise, and it gives me a chance to visit with Betsy.
Yeah, well, we had a good time.
Now, here's another one I can just write.
I didn't know you'd be here. We thought we'd come and play a little while.
Well, I'm practicing my typewriter.
And I'm learning the drum.
Oh, hey, would you want to have some fun with us?
Alrighty.
Why don't we do a thing together with that and the typewriter?
It doesn't take away from your time.
Typewriter concerto.
Can I join in with the guitar?
Sure.
A lot of fun. Okay. You know, since these are such fancy instruments, why don't we do fancy?
Okay, everybody's fancy. Already, here we go.
What are you doing?
Fancy.
Can get to work. Next time I might try a lesson on that.
That's a good idea.
Coming along. Take care. Oh, bye.
See you later.
Bye, Johnny.
Yeah. Another piece of paper and I'll continue practicing.
Good for you, Mr. McFeely. Bye-bye. Oh, so he's learning to play the typewriter.
Yeah.
Well, I sure hope that all of this is helping your business.
Well, it certainly is. I have a lot of orders for instruments and for lessons and a couple of special surprises coming up later
on. Good for you, Joe. Right. See you soon.
See you later.
Bye.
Hi. Oh, I see you already know how to hold
it. Could hardly wait to get here to try this again. That's fun, practicing paradiddle and rat-a-ma-cue. I think I'd like to feed the fish. And then after that, have some make-believe. They're hungry. Okay. Ready for some make-believe? Let's get the trolley. The trolley school bus this week. Okay, trolley. Let's think now. Wonder how Daniel Tiger's feeling about starting school. Maybe Lady Aberlin could be taking something for him to eat or to drink in the neighborhood of make-believe. Let's have them visit for a while, okay? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, the school's coming along very well. Did you know that Uncle Friday said we have to have it ready tomorrow? I'll say. That's true.
Hello.
F, G, X, Y, 1, 7, 2, 4. Oh, my.
I brought your milk.
Oh, thank you, Lady Aberlin.
When you called for it, I thought you sounded a little sad.
Oh, would you hold it while I get a straw, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Here. Okay. Just like a couple of sips now.
Did you hear what I said about being sad?
Yes, I did. A, B, C, D, F, G, J, K, L, M, S. Oh, Lady Aberlin, I just can't go to school tomorrow.
Why not, Daniel?
Because I don't know everything.
You don't know everything? I don't understand.
Well, Lady Elaine said that we couldn't go to school if we didn't know all the letters and all the numbers on these charts. And I've tried and tried to learn them, but I just can't, so I guess I can't go. And I wanted to go to school, I really did.
But Daniel, Lady Elaine is just plain wrong. You don't need to know everything before you begin. In fact, that's what school is for. To help you to learn, not to scare you.
How do you know?
Well, because I went to school, and I didn't know those things when I started.
What was it like at your school?
Oh, Daniel, I loved it. I had a teacher who really wanted to be a teacher, and every morning she would welcome us and make us feel as though we were all going on a kind of trip together.
What sort of trip?
Trip to someplace new, someplace we had never even thought of. We learned so many things about the world and about different countries and people and ships and stars and planes.
And trucks?
Yes, and trucks and cars and flowers and about how some people like some things and some people like other things.
But what about the letters and the numbers?
Oh, we learned those too, but that was while we were learning about everything else, not all by themselves.
And did you play?
Of course we played. Teachers know that children need to play. In fact, that's one of the reasons Harriet Elizabeth Cow wanted to have the school at someplace else, so that she could have a big playground.
Will it have sand in it?
Well, it probably will.
And what will the school be like inside?
Well, there will be chairs that will be just the right size for children and young tame tigers, and there will be desks that you can put milk on. And
will Harriet Cow give us milk?
Oh, of course. Almost every school gives children milk.
And time to go to the bathroom?
Of course. You can go to the bathroom whenever you have to.
It doesn't sound so bad as Lady Elaine makes it sound.
I'm just going to go talk with her. I don't understand why she'd be scaring people so much about school. You call me again if you need me, Daniel.
I will, Lady Aberlin. And thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome, Daniel. You have so many people who love you. Akamaka.
Akamaka, Lady Aberlin. Oh, Lady Aberlin. Lady Aberlin.
Well, hello, Elsie Jean. How are you?
Oh, I'm quite well, thank you, but Anna is not the least bit happy, and of course that takes away from my own happiness.
What's wrong with Anna?
Oh, it's Lady Elaine. She's got Anna all upset about the first day of school tomorrow.
As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to see her right now.
Well, she's been saying poems to our little Anna.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty nice.
Well, not the kind of poems she says.
Well, what kind are they?
Well, one of them goes like this. You have to be ready, you have to be ready, you have to be ready for school, you have to be ready, you have to be ready, you have to be ready for school. If not, you'll be sorry.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, Dr. Bill and I think so too, and we've tried to tell her.
I'll do my best, because it's really going to be such a nice school.
Well, once the children find out for themselves, then things will be happier.
I'll say. Well, See you later, Elsie Jane.
Oh, thank you for being such a caring person, Lady Aberlin.
That's the best thing I know anybody can be. I learn a lot about it from you.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
We'll work this through.
Of course.
2 + 1 = 3. Now say that again.
2 + 1 = something.
I don't know why you can't get it. Oh, hello there, Aberlin.
Lady Elaine.
Yes?
I'd like to talk with you.
Sorry, I don't have time. You all are starting that school tomorrow, and I don't have any of these children ready. Now, 2 +
The children in this neighborhood were ready long before you started drilling them.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that I don't like the way you are frightening these children. You're telling them things that are just not true.
2 + 1 = 3 is most certainly true.
That's right, but Anna doesn't need to know that before she goes to her first day of school.
No, she needs to know much more than that.
She already knows much more than that.
What do you mean?
Anna knows that she's a growing platypus who wants to learn and be with other children. She already knows how to play lots of different things. She knows what she likes to eat and what her favorite toys are.
What does that have to do with school?
It has a lot to do with school, a lot to do with learning.
I don't understand your pedagogy.
Wanting to learn is the most important part of learning.
I want to learn to read, like my mom and dad.
Well, your teacher will help you learn to read, Anna.
How can you learn to read without knowing all the letters?
Give the teacher a chance, Lady Elaine. Incidentally, what was your first day of school like?
Mine? Oh, I had a wonderful time. The teacher had games for us to play and milk to drink, all sorts of treats.
Did you know all your letters and numbers when you got there?
Well, not exactly.
Did you have to know everything?
Not exactly.
Did you have a playground?
Oh, what a fabulous playground we had. I remember I used to pretend I was an astronaut and fly all over the place.
And then when you grew up, you got to be an astronaut.
Do you think my playing about it had something to do with it?
Do you?
I wonder.
Knowing how to play well is one of the most important things of all in getting ready for the first day of school.
Okay, Aberlin. Take this green board to Harriet Cow. She'll have some fine players coming to her school tomorrow.
You are a good sport, Lady Elaine.
I learned to be by playing. Come on, Anna. I'll show you some really neat stuff inside this museum.
What about the letters and numbers?
Oh, you'll have plenty of time for that when you get to school. See you, Aberlin.
Goodbye, friends.
Come on, dear. Lots of nice stuff in here. Come on.
Oh, yes, Charlie. I think things are better. Oh, I know they do, but I just had to talk with some people here before I went back to help them finish building. Oh, good. I'll go over there now and help them finish so it'll be ready for tomorrow. Oh, it'll be wonderful. Thanks to you. Bus.
Charlie's school bus. Well, Lady Elaine was scaring everybody about school. Do you know anybody who does that? Sometimes older children will tell young children all kinds of scary things about school. Well, that's just not fair, is it? We'll pretend about the first day of school in the neighborhood of make-believe tomorrow. You have so many people who care about you. We want you to like school because there's so much you can learn that can be so helpful to you for a long, long time. I was just thinking, that's one way that I wrote my name, Fred. But before I knew that, I used to just write like that, just for practicing, just for pretending. And also, this is another way I would show my name, show who I was. It's another Fred. And sometimes I wouldn't feel like having a smile. I just kind of have straight like that. I always felt good when I could draw pictures of myself just the way I was feeling. Mm-hmm. And also draw pictures of other people that I loved. I think maybe I'll leave these here and do some more practicing on that practice pad tomorrow. Use my drumsticks. And you could do the same, you know, with your fingers. Just make rhythms. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that we're friends. I'll be back tomorrow. I hope you'll have some good playtime between now and then. You know, there are people who like you exactly as you are. Only one person in the whole world like you. You're special.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Doink.